Alrighty, the bottom of Ches Amud Beis, 8b. We just talked about the cantilevered Koreh. Cantilever is a fancy word for a something that hangs over. So yesterday we ended up talking about whether or not anyone would think that you could have a crossbeam which is just cantilevered over the front of the mavoi. Right, the alleyway has two walls on the sides, and then the front of it, or from the side, you can look like this. Right, you have two walls like this, and then from the front of it, you have a cantilevered roof that just comes out a little further, protrusion. So is that good enough if it's not actually above the walls? So the Gemara says it's probably us or according to everybody. Even according to the one who says that you're not allowed to use the space underneath the koreh, underneath the crossbeam, and therefore maybe you would think that it's connected to the walls in some way. So Kamash Malan, no. Esave, however, we have another braisa that might be at odds with this opinion. Esave, Rav Ada bar Masan l'Rava. He says back to Rava, who thinks that everyone thinks it's Aser. Haisa karasa mishilcha otzeluya. If you have a crossbeam which is pulled away or hanging. So what does it mean, pulled away or hanging? So that's picture number one already that I sent to the group. So you can see that you can create these overhangs. Picture number four in the group there. You can create these overhangs by having something else support it. Now how exactly you have the one on the left, we'll see in a second. But the Gemara then says, Pachos Mishlosha, if they're less than three tzvachim away from the wall, so ein tzarech lahavi koreh acheres. You don't have to bring something else. Meaning that if it's less than three, we have a concept that we know called lavud. That anything which is within that three tefach distance, it's as if it's connected. Right? These are the strings of the sukkah. Right? That strings that we put on the bottom. That's lavud. So ein tzarech lahavi koreh acheres. Shlosha tzarech lahavi koreh acheres. But if it's more than three, you have to bring something else that connects to the wall. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says Pachos Me'arba, just because he disagrees with what Lavud is. He thinks that it could be four Tzvachim. Ein Tzarech Lahavi Koreh Acheres, Arba Tzarech Lahavi Koreh Acheres. Right? It's just about Lavud. If you hold Lavud, it's three, so it's three. If you hold it's four, it's four. So my Lav Meshucha Mibachot, Tzuflu Mibafnim, does that not mean that Meshucha is a reference to it being on the outside of the wall, and Tzuluya is a reference to it hanging on the inside of the wall? And therefore you have a braisa which talks about something which is not connected to the wall because it's in front of it, and therefore it would be a contradiction to what we just talked about, where Rava says everyone thinks it's aser to use a cantilevered roof. So he says no, lo idiv idiv mivnim. Both of them are talking within the walls, as these pictures show. Meshucha mirochach asu tzulim mishtei mirochos. When it's pulled, when it says it's pulled, that means it's coming off of one side, which in the picture is Tzior Bet, right? The second drawing on the left there, where it's hanging off of one side. And Teluya means that it's not even hanging on either side. So why do you need both examples? Mahu Detema, says the Gemara, Meiruch, Achas, Amrin, and Lavud. Maybe you only think, maybe we say you only do this sort of this theoretical connection, right? This imagined connection of lavud, you only do it if it's from one side, right? That's the amount that we're willing to imagine. If it's disconnected by less than three tefachim on one side, so that's good enough. But mishtei ruchos, if it's from both sides, lo amrin and lavud, maybe you would not say that those both are connected. We're not going to go that far to imagine lavud in two ways. Kamash malan, you're allowed to. Rav Ashi Amar Meshucha Vehi Teluya Vehechidami, that no, what it means is that it's not only drawn away, but it's also hanging. So what does that mean? Kegon Shenat Shtei Yesedos Akumos Al Shnei Kosleim Avoy. Really, what it's talking about is something which is pulled away from the wall, but it's also connected to the wall and hanging off the wall. In what way? So that's picture number two, which he says is two pegs. Right? Kegon Shenat Shtei Yesedos Akumos. Two elbow brackets of some kind, al shnei kostei mavoi, on the two walls. She'ein begovan shlosha. It's not with, it's not three tvachim high. Ve'ein bak mumisan shlosha. And it's not three tvachim inward. That it's far away from the wall. So ma'alu detema o lavud amirin o chavot amirin. Maybe you would think that we either say lavud, meaning that we see the crossbeam on a horizontal plane, we see it as connected to the side walls, or we say that it's chavut, meaning that it's pushed down. That even though it might be suspended above the walls, we consider it as if it's still going downwards. So lavud v'chavut l'amir, but we don't say both. Kamash v'lan, that we do say both. That's what you would think, and that's what. So here you have tzior gimel that I have, that I showed in the group, which is a suspended korah, where it's both a little bit off the wall in the horizontal plane and a little bit off the wall in the vertical plane, and maybe you would think you can't combine both of those leniencies. Kamash v'lan, that you can. Okay, tani Rabbi Zaka kamed Rabbi Yochanan bein l'chaim tachas kar nidon kekarmlus. Interesting halacha here, or at least an interesting opinion. Between the posts and under the crossbeam, it's considered, that space is considered like a karmelus. Meaning if you remember, we talked yesterday about, can you use the space underneath the korah? The assumption there was that it's going to be considered like, if it's usher, it's going to be considered like the outside of the korah. Meaning that's considered like Rishus HaRavim. Now Rabbi Zakkai is saying, no, it's not considered like Rishus HaRavim, it's considered like a karmelus. A karmelus, as we know, is the limbo zone, which means you're not allowed to go from it to Rishus HaRavim, Rishus HaRavim to it, or from it to Rishus Yachid, or Rishus Yachid to it, which means that it's much more machmir, much more machmir, that little sliver at the threshold of your alleyway is so machmir, you can't carry anything there, either from the alleyway or from the public domain. So what did they say? Rabbi Yochanan says back to him, Amrlei, Pok Tanya Livra, go say that outside. Get out of here. That's ridiculous, right? Here is the exit and teach us halacha outside, i.e. this brisa is not in accordance with the accepted halacha, and therefore it should not be made part of the regular learning in the study hall. Whew, pretty harsh, you know, a reprimanding of that opinion. Go take that outside. We don't want that in here. Okay, so what does that mean? Amar Abaye, Mistavrim, Lo Sidrei Biyocha Tachas HaKorah. That makes sense, says Abaye. That makes sense when we're talking about underneath the crossbeam. Aval Bein L'Chayin is Aser. Let's be honest. When it's between the side posts, everyone thinks that it's Aser. What does it mean that it's Aser? Sounds like he's passing like Rabbi Zakkai when it comes to the posts, meaning the side posts. You can't carry anything in between them. V'Rava Amar Bein L'Chayim Nami Mutter. And Rava says, no, even between the side posts is also going to be Mutter. Okay, so Amar Rava Minami, how do I know? D'chi Aser Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan, Makom She'en Bo Arba Al Arba, Moshe Livnei Rishus HaRabim, Livnei Rishus HaYach, L'Kasif Alev L'Vash L'Yach Alifu. We have a concept of a Makom Petur, of an area which is not yet a Rishus HaYachid, and not yet a Rishus HaRabim, and it's not considered a Karmelus yet, because it's not big enough. So that small spot, presumably that is also elevated, as we'll see in a second. So that small spot is called the Makom Petur. You're allowed to shift the weight that you're carrying on it, but you're not allowed to exchange items with anyone on that spot. And therefore, it would seem, according to Rava, that small spaces cannot be considered a karmelus. I think that's what it means. Consequently, air between the side posts should likewise be considered an exempt domain, and carrying should be permitted with it. Yeah. It's a small space. The small space in between the two side posts. Abaye says Abaye. Hasim b'gavoa shlosha. So Abaye says that offers no proof because Rav Dimi's statement is being is at least three tvachim high, and therefore it's separated. The only reason that it's separated is because it has a height distinction, as opposed to a side post. The area in the threshold is not some kind of big platform, unless you built it that way for some other reason. But in a normal case, there's no platform, and therefore it's not going to be considered a separate Makom Petur. It's rather going to be considered part of the domain itself. So Amar Abaye Minami, Nala says Abaye, how do I know that a karmelus, that the side posts, or specifically the area in between the side posts, is considered a caramelist. The Amar of Chama Bar Guria Amar Rav Tocha Pesach Tzarich Lechi Achal Hatira. If you're in the middle of an entrance and the side post, I think, is saying that it's particularly open. It says here, Rashi says, Kigo Mavo Shesh Pitzimin Rechavim. I think that means like big mats or something. Lepischok Mikanu Mikan Vehenhen Lechayim Shalot Tzarich Lahamid Lechi Achram Yevachutz Im Yirtzel Yishtamish Ben HaPitzimim. There's two between two entrance posts that serve as side posts to make carrying in the hallway. I think it's something big. Hold on, let me just check for a second. This is Amud Aleph. Not sure if there was a picture of this. There might have been. Let's see. Nope, that's yesterday's daf. Hold on. Ugh. This Gemara shifted in the middle of a daf to my next volume. No, not there. It has the raised platform. Yeah, I think this is it. It's somewhat of a thicker... No, something else. Either way, I think it's something like somewhat of a thicker post, which would not necessarily... Well, here the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about it. And if you're going to say that this situation is where the doorway is 4x4, right? This Pesach that needs another post. We already learned that if it's bigger than 4x4, you need another lechi. Rather, what it means is it must be... It must be there was an additional side post required to make carrying there. This is not a valid argument. For dinner of Chanin Bar Rava say that Rav said the area with the opening itself, even if it doesn't have 4x4, requires an additional side post. Yeah. I guess just bring a proof that you still need another side post to a less than 4x4 area. So here too, even though there might be a side post there, if it's 4x4, you would need to put another one on top of it. Okay. Let's not get in the weeds here. So Rava Hasam to Pasul Karmas. Says Rava, no, that's a situation where it's open into a karmas, and therefore you need another post to create another distinction. So the Gemara says, Allah just a Rav Mai. If it was open up to a public domain, what would you say? Shari, you think it's okay. Yitziva be'aravik yurabish me shemaya. What does that mean? The resident is down on the ground while a stranger is raised up to the highest heaven. Meaning you're crazy. Your head is in the clouds. Right, because according to his opinion, what it means basically is that if it's connected to a karmelos, which is a lesser level of public domain, so then you would need a post. But when it's a public domain, you would not need a post. You would not need a greater distinction. So the Gemara says, "In matzah min esmino v'ne'ar." Yes, because when it comes to a karmelos, it's more prevalent that a person is going to mix up the domains, and therefore you need a greater distinction to separate a person's thought process between the two areas. But when it comes to Rishus Rav, it's so different that it's a thoroughfare for so many more people. No one's going to come to mix it up, and therefore you don't need as much of a recognition. In other words, according to the Svaria here, as the area within the entrance is not a defined domain, it doesn't have the status of an independent domain. Therefore, when it opens into a karmelis, to which it is similar, the status is negated, and it joins with the karmelis to form a single unit. However, when it opens into a public domain, it cannot join with it because it is not similar to the public domain, which has a totally different set of laws, and therefore it's considered part of the alleyway and is permitted to carry within it. Meaning that the threshold basically connects itself to whatever domain it's more similar to. And when it's connected to the karmelis, so then it's more similar to the karmelis on the outside of the alleyway. If it's connected to a public domain, so then it's going to connect itself to, it's going to be considered to be subsumed under the alleyway because it's more similar to that, and therefore it does require a greater distinction to allow you to carry within it. Okay. Don't you think that between the side post is aser, that small little threshold area? I could have sent a picture of this also. But basically what it means is that instead of one side post on the wall, you have a bunch of side posts, right, lined up right next to each other. As long as they're not separated by four, I think this is a concept of lavud. As long as they're not separated by four, so then they might be considered one long side post. So what does that mean? According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what are you allowed to use? You're allowed to use the alleyway. You're allowed to carry within the alleyway until the most inner one of those continuous lechis, right? As long as they're connected to each other, meaning they're spaced out close enough to each other, so then that's going to be considered one long lechi, one long wall that's on the wall. It almost looks like a design of sorts. See if I can get it here. Yeah, here. Here's the picture I could have sent, but didn't. You see that it's almost like a design, right? You're lining up all these different lechis, all these different side posts right next to each other. So according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you have to stop by the inner one, this one over here, because they're all connected. And clearly Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that you're not allowed to carry within the actual posts. You have to stop. You can carry through the alleyway over here, but you have to stop right here because this is all considered a post. Clearly meaning that he doesn't think you can carry within the posts. Bein lechaim, which is what we've been talking about. But l'rabbanan, de'amri lo amrin in lavud, but according to the Rabbanan, who think that we don't say lavud, meaning that these are not connected to each other, so then, mishtamish ad chudu ha'pni mishel achitzon, you can go up until the last one, because these are not considered connected. And because they're not considered connected, you have until the last one, which is the real lechi, which is the real side post, for the sake of carrying in the domain, you have until that last one to carry. But both of them hold, you're not allowed to carry within the lechaim. The only reason Rabbanan allow you to go up into the last one is because they don't hold of lavud in this situation. Meaning they don't hold of lavud unless it's three. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it has to be four. It could be even four. So Gemara says, Virava, how does Rava understand that? Hasanami Pesuch Karmelis, it's also a case where it's connected to a Karmelis where we're going to be more Machmer. Well, it's just Rav Mayashari. But wait, if it's connected to the public domain, you're going to be make go for it. Yatsuba be Arabic, you're Rabbi Shemai, you're going crazy. So in Matzah Minas Mina of an Air, again, the same thing, that the fact that it's connected to it and similar to it means that it's going to be more of a Chumrah, and you need to make more of a distinction for it. Okay, on to Amud Beis. Rav Ashi Amar Kagon Shet Safa B'lachayim Pachas Pachas Mi'arba Meshacha Arba Amos. The only situation is the alleyway was one which was lined with all these side posts, which are each positioned less than four tefachim away, and they extend for a length of four Amos. So Gemara says, La'olam Le'ben L'chaim Rabbi Yochanan Mutter V'hayda Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shaykh Lul Gzaita Rabbi Shimon Gamliel L'hacha. Right, so they combine together to add up to four amos. Why is that important? He says that we actually say lavud when it comes to four tefachim wide between them. Because this area of four amos, because it's so long, it itself is considered its own domain inside of the alleyway. And therefore, you need another side post on top of that one to make it okay to carry. And the Rabbanan who don't hold of lavud in the situation, you don't need another lechi because that first one's good enough. So the Rabbanan, why don't we have a situation which we talked about like yesterday where it's visible from the outside but it's not visible from the inside? meaning since it's evident from the outset that it's a side post and not a part of the building, carrying it should be mutter there. Why do you need another thing? So Gemara says, Midi hu tama el Rabbi Yochanan. That's only according to Rabbi Yochanan. Our whole conversation only according to Rabbi Yochanan. Haki asa ravin am Rabbi Yochanan. Nir mi b'chutz v'shabim b'ftim eno nidim mishum lachi. If something which is only visible from the outside, but it's considered to be, it looks like it's from the inside, it's considered to be part of the wall, so that's not considered to have the legal status of a lechi. So what's the situation of this? Let's see if I can get a better picture here. Another thing I did not send. It's basically an extended wall. Yeah, you're not going to be able to see that anyway. It's a wall on top of the wall. And therefore, you can't really tell that it's a separate wall unless you're standing on the outside and it's noticeable. It's a noticeable difference. But if you're standing on the inside, it looks like it's subsumed onto the wall. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that doesn't count. It doesn't count as a lechi. You need something else to make it okay. So itmar, near me, b'fnim, b'shom, b'chutz, nidom, mishum lechi. There's a braisa that says you do consider it a lechi. You do consider it a side post, even though you can only see it from the outside. Near me, b'chutz, b'shom, b'fnim. If it's... the first one was near me b'fnim, v'shal mi b'chuz nin m'shum lechi. If you can see, you can differentiate it from the outside, from the inside, you can't differentiate it from the outside, so that's because of, that's considered a lechi, that's considered a good enough. What's Rashi talking about? That's considered a good enough, lechi, good enough side post. What's the situation here? Hold on. I might be misunderstanding something. That makes more sense. Hold on. Yeah, basically, it is sort of like I was saying. Basically, this is going to be hard to see. But you see how the wall, the lechi, is connected to the wall, but it's on the outside? Over here, you see that the wall continues. But if you're standing on the inside of the mavoi, you just see a continuing wall. You don't see that this is protruding from this outside wall. Right, this wall is not visible to the inside people. And therefore, when it's protruding like this, on the inside, it looks like it's shave. It looks like it's equal. That is unlike this situation, where it's near Rabbi Bachutz, or unlike this situation, sorry, where it's near Rabbi Bifnim, Bishami Bachutz, because from the outside, it looks like the wall just continues. And therefore, the person on the inside can see this little protrusion from the wall, but the person on the outside doesn't necessarily see it, unless they're standing at an angle over here. Basically, you can concoct the case in whatever way you want. If it's visible from the outside, so then, Nir bi b'chutz, v'shav mi b'fnim, Rabbi Chiya b'Rabbi Shim b'Rabbi, chad amar nidam mishum lechim, chad amar eno nidam mishum lechim. If it's on the outside, it's only visibly different from the outside, so then, it's machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Shim b'Rabbi, whether or not that's considered like a real lechi or not. So tistaim de Rabbi Chiya hu de amar nidam mishum lechi. It sounds like Rabbi Chiya is the one that says that it is a good side. Was the tani Rabbi Chiya kosher shetsiru echad kanos bechaveru bein shnir mi b'chus v'shavim b'fnim mishnir mi b'fnim v'shavim b'chus nidam mishum lechi tistaim. So we just it's really a quick thing, sort of a tangent that Rabbi Chiya must be the one who says that it's considered like a lechi because he holds that in this situation where the wall is indented, right? You see the indent here. It's indented into the wall, so then people on the inside can't see as well because it's an indent, right? They can't see past the wall that they already see in front of them. So the question is, if it's seen inside or if it's not seen inside, so then it doesn't matter. According to Rebbe Chiya, it's always going to be okay. And similarly, if it's a protrusion, a similar way. So Rabbi Yochanan Milo Shmielei Ha. Rabbi Yochanan, who also explicitly said the side post of that kind is not considered a side post, did he not hear this halacha of Rabbi Chiya? Rabbi Chiya, the indent halacha. So the Gemara says, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan also say? Rabbi Yochanan just doesn't pass like that. Rabbi Yochanan also, and Rabbi Yochanan also doesn't pass like that. So the Gemara says, wait a second, hi, my. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Savarla Mishum Hachilo Tanila. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't pass like that, and that's why he never said it. But El Rabbi Yochanan, Iisid Lo Savarla, Lam Lein Lisna. If Rabbi Yochanan didn't pass like this, why is he talking about it? If he mentioned it, if he brought that halacha within the Mesorah, so it must be that he passed like it. Okay. That's more of a technicality. So, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Minirah Mibachutz V'Sham Mibifnim. It is interesting in terms of how to decide Mesorah and things like that, but either way. Rabba Bar Rav Huna says, Mibachutz V'Sham Minirah Mibachutz V'Sham Mibifnim. If you can't see it from the inside, you can only see it from the outside. Nidom Mishum Lachi. According to Rav Huna, that is good enough for a side bus. Amar Rabba Mosvinun Ashmais in Chatzar Ketana Shnifrasa L'Gdola. Back to the pictures of the WhatsApp. If you have a courtyard, this is the first, the second picture. If you have a courtyard which is smaller and it opens up into the larger one. So think about it for a second. If you're in the smaller one, so for you, you don't really see the end cap of the walls, right? You only see the walls continuing and just opening up into a bigger one. So the Gemara says, Chatzar Kitana, Shenifrasa L'Gdola Mutarasu Kitana Asur. The Kitana, the smaller one, is Asur, Mibnei Shi Kapischa Shel Gdola. It's like the opening of the bigger one. Vim Isa, says the Gemara, and if it's true, that you're allowed to use, you don't need to do anything else if you have a non-visible side post from the inside, right? If you can't see it from the inside. So why that even though they can't see the end of the walls from the inside, that should still be okay because they are they have this invisible lechi. According to Rav Huna, that should be good enough. Because the people in the bigger courtyard, right, the bigger side of that weird shape, so they can still see this the ends of it. So Amar Rabbi Zera, no, b'nechnasin kos leketana legedula. It's a situation where it protrudes into the larger one. You can see this in Rashi. You could also see it in the picture on the left in Yud Bet, in Tziur Yud Bet, that the breached wall of the small courtyard is not in line with the wall of the large one. Therefore, even when viewed from the outside, there are no walls visible, and that is why carrying is prohibited there. Okay. Vilema lavid v'tishtri. Wait a second. If they're protruding, so why don't we just say, it looks like they're pretty close. If they're close enough, so say lavid. Say that they're really one wall. Why are we saying that they're distinct? So v'chitem de mifalge tuva. Let's say they're more separated. So as long as they're wide enough, apparently this halacha applies even with the difference in the width of the court for a single cubit, which is 6 hand breadths. Right? The fact that it says here, Eser and then Achas Esrei. Assuming the small court is located equidistant from the edges of the large court, only 3 hand breadths separated on each side. Right? If it's a difference of 1, right? In the picture, if the smaller one is 10 wide and the bigger one is 11 wide, so then that means that it's only a difference of 1 amma, which is 3 tefachim on each side, which should be loved. So therefore, they should be connected. So Amar Avinu Nol de Muflagim Bekotzel Zeba Shnayim Bekotzel Zeba Arba. One side, the difference between the small wall, the smaller courtyard's wall, and the bigger courtyard's wall is two tefachim, and the other side is 4 tefachim. So on the one hand, you could have Lovewood on one side, but the other side is not connected, and therefore it wouldn't be good enough. So the Gemara says, wait a second, V'leim 11 Mirachachas V'tishteri. Let's say that it's good enough on one side, and that would be okay. So the Gemara says, no, Rebbe, he, over on Yudam and Aleph, Rebbe, he, the Amar, Ve'inan, Shnei, Pasin, you really need 2 connections. This is the last picture you have, or the first picture you have in the WhatsApp here. You really need 2 Pasin, you need 2 smaller walls on each side. The Tana Chatzar Nitaras Pas Echad. Rebbe Omer Mishnei Pasin. Rebbe says you need both sides to have some kind of recognition or significant piece of wall to be considered to be a lechi of sorts, and therefore this is not good enough. Even if one side is loved, you need both sides. Even if one side is loved, you need both sides to be a substantial. It could be considered a substantial side post, and if they're too disconnected, so then they can't serve as a side post, they can just serve as a different wall. Okay, some interesting stuff, but I think we got through it. But what's connected and what's not connected? Okay, run farm.